some people. Being a slut can come naturally. It's like they're automatically wired to behave that certain sort of way that we all come to know. But then most people, it has to be taught. It has to be guided into. Slowly but surely. And that's where I come in. So you want to be the most perfect little desperate slut that you can be for me, for everyone. Well, I come to teach you, but I'm not gonna teach it the way that most people do. I'm not going to guide you down to your knees and make you look up at me with those pleading, beautiful doe eyes. No. I will do it in a way that most people would never ever think of doing, to teach their pet the right of sluttiness. The only way I can teach it is to become a slut myself. But, however, doesn't mean you could tell me, though. You have to follow my lead. Even though I may act like a slut, you follow my lead. Being a slut can affect your mind, and it can be so wonderful. Thinking about so many naughty things you would do. Oh, and how hard you would get off from thinking of it. Just from little touches, while the image is still fresh in your mind. I want it to affect your mind. I want you to think of all the ways you can become a slut. Just like I'm doing right now. I'm actually picturing myself in a room full of guys and girls, waiting for their cocks to get sucked. Waiting for their pussies to get licked. I don't want you to have that sort of same mindset. I want you to think of all the things you wouldn't normally think of. And just think of them with me. Just imagine yourself in a room with a lot of ladies, a lot of gentlemen. I want both of you, ladies and gentlemen, to envision yourself in a room filled with every desperate, slutty body there that's desperate to own you. And then sometimes becoming a slut can affect your body. Yeah, not only your mind, but your body as well. Obviously. Sometimes thinking of these sort of things can make your cock hard or your pussy wet without even one bit of consideration. But then it leave you questioning. Oh God. Is it okay to think these things? Should I feel guilty about it? Should I be ashamed? To answer those questions, yes, it's okay to think that way. No, you don't have to feel guilty, and no, you don't have to be ashamed about wanting to become a slut. I sure as hell ain't. And it can affect your hands to where the thought of being a slut for everybody can just drive. So fucking insane that it just travels from your mind to your body. And eventually those dirty thoughts, they travel all the way to those little pesky idle hands that want so much to take care of all this tension you're feeling. Oh, to the thought of being used by a man or by a woman. And you know, it feels so good. It feels so good to be on your knees, with your mouth wide open, that tongue stuck out. Just waiting to lick, to suck, to caress with your tongue another person's sex. Or maybe you want to taste your own kind. You guys just become hungry. So hungry for cock. And you would never ever think of it that way. But alas, the imagery pops up in your mind and you just want to follow it. You don't want to, but you want to, you know. And the same goes for the ladies. As much as you try to think of, you try to think of something other than the curiosity of tasting another girl's skin, tasting the salt of her sweat, the musk of her sex, and just smell the sweetness of her cunt. You're trying to fight that curiosity, but you know you want to give in. You know you want to give in. You have cock on the brain, but you've got another woman's cunt on your mind. And that goes for you guys too. You want to think of yourself plunging deep inside of a velvety, smooth pussy. But yet you're thinking of wrapping your wet, hungry, slutty little mouth around big, fat, juicy cock. And then your curiosity broadens, it heightens, it increases so much that you think of doing something that you never thought of before. That's right. And most people are just afraid of taking that route. Just letting their fingers travel even downwards from their pussy or their cock, and just circling the rim around that forbidden little place. Because you could feel it throbbing. You could feel it twitching as you think of this. Just think of it, all of it right now. Just think of it, and I guarantee you that you could just feel yourself clenching. Because those slutty thoughts, they kind of lead to wanting to spread yourself wide open. And just imagine yourself just getting pounded from behind, or pounded on your back, with your ass perfectly exposed. Oh my God. To be licked. To be fucked, either by a cock or by a strap on, or a pair of fingers, or maybe even more than a pair of fingers, rather. Oh, but think of all the possibilities, though. Wouldn't that be nice? Just try something different. And just imagine yourself feeling full. Feeling lustful. Feeling so desperate to be full. Doesn't it make you wonder what it would feel like? I bet it does. And my friend, that curiosity is what leads you into wanting to become a slut. You want every part of your body to be played with, to be fondled, to be caressed. To be filled, to be done every possible way. And you just can't help but think, do I want this or don't I want it? Should I want it or shouldn't I want it? It's kind of like a battle. Consciousness. It's a battle with your conscience. Whether or not you should enjoy it, because you know your brain, and you know that deep down below, it's convincing you, yeah, you need this. You fucking deserved it. Every single fucking bit of it. And to be honest, that's just how I kind of train myself to be a little slut. And so I'm passing this kind of wisdom on to you. So you know how to become a slut. And just, I have all these slutty thoughts of playing with people you wouldn't normally play with, just dying to taste another person's body, being with another man or another woman. God, it just feels so wonderfully taboo, and yet it's so deliciously right. So deliciously right. Help. But find yourself just touching yourself furiously and just giving in to those wonderfully nasty thoughts in your head, just getting in touch with that inner dirty slut that you've been wanting to keep suppressed deep within you. But you know, that little bit of sluttiness, that little bit of bi-ness too, you know, it's just, oh, it's, whenever it's with me, it just pours straight forth, because, you know, I would, even in my subby moments, I would just love to fucking lick another girl's pussy and take a big, fat, juicy cock deep in my ass, wanting to take it so bad, and thinking of squirting, just squirting all over someone's face. Do you think about that sometimes? I know you do. I know you guys think of just like, being pounded with a strap on by another woman and just sucking another guy's cock and looking up at him and just begging for him to come on your face. Or maybe you're thinking of another girl riding your cock while another guy fucks you in the ass. And then comes you girls, you think of a woman, a really sexy woman sitting on your face while a man has your legs up on his shoulders, fucking pounding that pussy until you come and scream and spasm and squirt and every wonderful thing imaginable happening to your body. So much to fill every person's need, that horny desperation. Wanting to fulfill every single need, every single need, every single need. And you think of playing games that you wouldn't normally want to play, like you would want to be somebody's little girl or little boy, being somebody's daddy or mommy, mistress or sir, it doesn't even matter what you want to be, it's just all perfectly fine. But then too, yeah, you wouldn't normally play games that you would normally want to play, you want to be everything that they want you to be. Little girl, their little boy, little puppy, kitty cat, anything, really. It just takes so much willpower, though. But then to most people, it doesn't take much willpower at all to indulge in their sluttiness, because because we need to be taught that it's okay to want to become a slut in the bedroom, anywhere we're supposed to. Because I'm okay with it. I am more than okay with it, actually. So, just know. It just... It doesn't even matter. Because when I'm training you to be a slut, you're actually training yourself by watching me. Just imagining. Yeah. And you just want to become the same kind of slut I am. Just wanting to suck every guy's cock. Wanting to lick every girl's cunt. Wanting to whimper so high and pretty and so squeaky and scream like a fucking primal banshee once she gets fucked to a pulp. Doesn't even matter at this point. But wouldn't you wanna become a slut like that sometimes, that you kinda get curious as to how another guy's cock would taste, or how he would feel inside you, or maybe just thinking of tasting another girl's cunt and feeling her cunt just rubbing up against yours. Now I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that as you come and come and come and come to the thought of being fucked and being a slut for everyone. Because I bet everybody wants to be a slut. Everybody wants to be a slut. Just think of everybody wants to be a cat, but with a very naughty twist to it. It would be so wonderful. Everyone would just give in to their inhibitions and just fucking let themselves go. Let them go wild. Yeah, it'd be so good. Yeah. Cause I swear to you, oh, I promise you, being a slut is so much fun. Yeah. So much fun that you just can't think anything else. And just come. And at the end of that, just lick your fingers and just say, oh, it is done. Yeah. But it's nice to give in to curiosity every now and again. And just, and just begin to be the slutty little self that you've been fighting so long to keep hidden. But you just can't. You just can't. So why bother fighting anyway?